led the physician to the bedside of the sick girl that he might see her condition. He told the tale of the invalid and her illness, and then seated him beside the sick girl. The physician observed the color of her face, felt pulse, and inspected her urine. He heard both the symptoms and the secondary causes of her malady. He said, "None of remedies which they have applied builds up health. The false physicians have made destruction. They were ignorant of the inward state. I seek refuge with God from that which they invent." He saw the pain and the secret became open to him, but he concealed it and did not tell the king. Was not from black or yellow bile. She didn't have any problems in her body because the signs and effects of everything are originated from its essence, as the smell of every firewood appears from the smoke. From her sore grief, he perceived that it was heart sore, well in body, but stricken in heart. Being in love is made manifest by soreness of heart. There is no sickness like heart sickness. The lover's ailment is separate from all other ailments. Love is the astrolabe of the mysteries of God. Astrolabe historically used by astronomers and navigators to measure the altitude above horizon of a celestial body, day or night, and it used to identify stars or planets. Love, like an astrolabe, can show the mysteries of the Sun of the Truth, because spiritual love can make the soul so subtle that it will be able to navigate the lovers. Whether love be from this earthly side or from that heavenly side, in the end, it leads us ahead. Whatsoever I say in exposition and explanation of love, when I come to love itself, I'm ashamed of that explanation. Although the commentary of the tongue makes all clear, yet tongueless love is clearer, because love is indescribable, and the love that cannot be described by words is more obvious and more expressive than any other descriptions and words. Whereas the pen was making haste in writing, it splits upon itself as soon as it came to love. In expounding love, the intellect lays down helplessly, like a donkey in the mire. It was love alone that uttered the explanation of love and loverhood.